just a machshava connecting to what we were doing before in Shir and Binyan Adiyom as well. The pasuk that we quoted in Shir, in Parshas Mishpatim, Im Kofa Yushas Olav, which is the chiyuv to pay kofa. And the question was asked by Rashi and Ramban, why it says Im Kofa Yushas Olav. Seemingly the chiyuv kofa is an obligation that a person has to pay in the situation as described in the Chumash, that kills a person. So the Ramban, as we discussed in Shir, Ramban learns that it's really an obligation that's not up to Beis Din. It's his decision if he wants to come and pay, and he's not forced in any way. Rashi, on the other hand, takes it in a different way. Rashi learns that the im is understood as asher, in the sense of that this is the halacha that he has to pay kofar. So the Mizrahi, one of the main commentaries on Rashi, has the following question. Rashi quotes in Parshas Yisro on a different pasuk that also uses the word im. The pasuk there in Yisro says, the im mizbach avonim tasali, lo sivne eshen gaziz. It has a halacha regarding how you build a mizbeach. And the lashon of the pasuk is im mizbach avonim. Now clearly he has a chiyuv to build a mizbeach, and yet the pasuk uses the lashon the im mizbach avonim. So Rashi comments over there, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, member of Rabbi Shmuel, ko im the im, every im in the Chumash is understood as optional, except for three. What are the three? One is over here. The im is bachavonim tasali. Har im mishamish b'lashon kasher. The kasher tasali mizbachavonim will sivne esen gazis. Sharichov alecha libnos mizbachavonim. You have to do it. So it means when you build a mizbachavonim, you shouldn't build it in this way. You can't have stones that are hewn, that are cut. You have to, but it means obviously you have an obligation. V'chein im kesef talve chovehi, you have an obligation to lend. So im kesef talve doesn't mean im means kasher. V'chein im takve minchas bikurim, which is referring to minchas haomer shei chova. V'alkochach ein im halo tuluyin ela vadoyin. They're not understood as dependent. There are obligations. V'lashin kasher he mishamshin. Okay, so in terms of connecting to what we discussed in Shir earlier, so I might as well mention this was a kasha that the Mizrahi had on the Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. In terms of the pasuk im kofa yushas olav, seemingly now we have another one in the list. We had three that we mentioned here in Rashi in Parshas Yisro, mizbach avonim tasali, the im kesef talve, and im takmichas bikurim by minchas haomer. But what about im kofa yushas olav? That's the kasha that the Mizrahi has. And the Maharal in Parshas Mishpatim tries to explain that the difference is that in all those three examples, it's the beginning of a section, it's a new topic, and then you have to take the im in the form of ka'asher. It's like a new beginning, im ka'asher. Whereas im kofa yushas olav is in the middle of the section, and there the im is not ka'asher, it's asher. And im can mean asher, and that's not a chiddush that you find many times in Chumash. In the middle of a section, you find the word im, adin dibarti devaroi. A lot of times Rashi comments the im means asher. So to say im is asher is not a chiddush; it's not an exception at all. And therefore, Rashi can learn freely that im kofa yushas olav means asher. However, when you begin a new topic and you say im, and it doesn't mean if, then you have to find those exceptions and identify what they are, and these are the three examples that Rashi quotes in Parshas Yisro. That's the answer to the kasha that relates to the other pasuk that we discussed in Shir. Meanwhile, this inyan that Rashi has in Parshas Yisro, that there are three examples, and these are the three, that the im means kasher, and the question would be, why would the Torah choose to use the word im? And it really means when you do it, which is an obligation. Yet the Torah, Dafke, uses a word which has a connotation of option. It's not an option at all. You have to build a mizbeach, you have to offer the minchas haomer, and you have to lend money. And yet the Torah uses the word im, and we have to figure out it means kasher. That's the obvious question. Says the Maral, very fundamental idea in Yadus. Maral says in Gur Aryeh, Yesh lefarish, mashakasav lashon im, afagav dechovahem, mipnei she'im yaseh mechova, ki'ilu mekayim gzeras hamelech. If you're doing it out of a feeling of wanting to fulfill the decree of the king, ein hadavah l'ratzon l'akadosh baruch hu. Hashem is not pleased with such a fulfillment. V'tzarech shiyaseh meritzono. Because what has to happen is that you do it of your own free will. And if you do it meritzono, hu merutzeh. These particular inyanim, all of them have something in common. If you do them out of a feeling of, I must do it, k'mekayim gzeres hamelech ein zedover, there's an inherent deficiency in what you're doing. For example, ki imbona mizbeach, shehu avodasa yisbarach lehakriv alav, what's mizbeach? Avodas Hashem, to offer kavanos. And you do it simply and solely, k'mekayim mikoach gzeres hamelech bilvad ein zavoda. That's not avoda. Avoda tzarech shiyeh oved lo meritzono. Avoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you want to do it, and you have a desire to do it, and that's called an oved. If there's just, I must do it, I'm a muchrach, that's not avoda. It's deficient in the chefs of what avoda is supposed to be. If a hu muchrach ein zeh oved. So too, halva, in hilva kesef. I have to lend money. Nothing to do with my heart, nothing to do with my empathy. Oh, mitzvah, lend money. It's a mitzvah. What does halva mean? Halva means you have to bring yourself to the situation, you have to empathize with the recipient, you have to do it miratzon hatov, you have to have a lev, a heart that you bring to the act of tzedakah. You can't begrudge the person when you lend them something, or you either get stuck or you're lending the money. There has to be a feeling that comes with it, not just doing it for the mitzvah. V'chein akravas ha'omer, says the Maral. The Torah says not to eat chadash until you makrav the omer. The idea being a Kadosh Baruch Hu does so much for us. He brings the clouds, he brings the rain, brings the dew. Just start saying Talmater just last night. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world, and we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu our Karas HaTov through bringing the Karban Omer. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brought the fruit, he made things grow, and he gave us everything, and that's the Hodah. The Karban, that's in a certain way a communal Karban Todah, is the Omer. Lo k'melch bas v'dam, that just forces the person, you have to be modeh b'malchusi. If you do it as being muchrach, mikzeres melech, that's not a hodah. In this vein, I think we can understand Chanukah beautifully. Because Chanukah, of course, more than any other time, is expressed by hodah. Whether the hodah is al hanisim, like Rashi learns, that's the takan itself included to say al hanisim. Every time we say al hanisim, that's a kiyum of the inyan of the kiyum of the yontif, whether it's understood like the Rambam is mashma, that the Hagokas HaNeros is a kiyum of Hodah. Kidei Hodah Suhal HaShimcha Agado. Hodah can't be forced. Hodah can't be, you must say thank you. This is your, like the Maral is saying, that's not Avodah, that's not Hodah, it's just like you're a robot. But then you miss the whole point. It occurred to me, I believe it's a rayon that's true. Why is it dafka, more than any other time, the way that Chazal set up the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros is with this idea of tears. There's Neri Shabeso, there's Mahadrin, Mahadmina Mahadrin. The whole world does Mahadmina Mahadrin, unless you can't afford it, you have not enough oil, we can find ways to be, to be mkayim it just on a basic level. But of course, everyone does Mahadmina Mahadrin, that's how we do it. So, and yet we're designed, halacha is designed to refer to what am I doing? I'm doing mahadrin. Because to the extent that it wouldn't be framed as mahadrin, then it's like, yeah, you can easily fall into the trap of doing it because, that's what we have to do. I'm mitzuveh, we say mitzivanu. But the answer is, but if we're doing it just purely out of tzivoy, then you miss the point. It can't be a hodah. It can't be expressing our ratzon, our excitement, our desire to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodah means you have to feel gratitude. So to the extent that you feel coerced to say thank you and to express thank you, you're not really doing it. So by design, it has to be framed and defined as, oh, Mahadrin. Oh, I feel like I don't have to do it. I'm choosing to do it. Oh, then it feels like me. It feels like I'm doing something that I'm choosing to do. This is a megala on everything in Yiddishkeit, really. These are the examples that we have in the Chumash, each one bringing out the idea from a different angle. I think the Chanukah is really melamed on our whole experience of Avodas Hashem. Mitzad Echad, of course, we're mitzuvim. We surrender to higher authority. Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim is a basic tiyadus. We are mitzuveh. But to the extent that the tzivoy detracts from our personal expression of feeling hodah and wanting to act and wanting to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it detracts, then we've defeated the purpose. I think Chanukah is very important to recognize this yisod, that what Chanukah is teaching us, both within Chanukah and really as a melamed for Avodas Hashem the rest of the year, is that everything that we do, even as we're doing it as a tzivoy, recognizing that mitzvah, but we have to feel that our expression has to come as if we were acting without an obligation. And that then the avoda becomes a pure avoda, and it becomes something Gosh Baruch Hu is proud of. And this is, again, the Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. We should be able to take these ideas and really infuse them, halacha l'maisa, in our practical avoda session.